Right now, we're going to the Civil War.
I prefer to call it the war between the states. It wasn't a civil war.
What would you call it?
A civil war is when when two groups choose to go to violence, trying to win control of the central government. The South had no intention of winning control of the central government. They set up their own government. It was just a question of their right to secede from the Union, and the North couldn't tolerate the South doing that.
Well, no, they seceded from England.
Interesting thought.
They are learning from their own history.
Well, sometimes they don't want to learn from their own history because it's much more interesting to put that aside and go for something else. And I'm not trying to pick on any particular person.
So that's how we're going to talk to everybody
what?
Else.
Don't know. Well, then you need to come and repent. I'm recording all this. Well, it was a good conversation. I like the way these guys are learning stuff.
My glasses.
Sorry. Woo! Pardon me.
Well, then also back when they didn't have running mates. Whoever came second in the election became vice president.
I don't need that right now. That can stay there. I'm just walking. I'm not going anywhere.
How do you talk about books you haven't read?
I do that all the time. I'm not as well read as people think I am. Oh, anyway, I love you.
Have
bye.
A good day.
Thanks. See ya.
Don't
say
too
bad. I'll try not to. Alright, now we're on the walk, finally. You guys get a little snippet of home life. And, pretty interesting, huh? Oh. Well, the letter that Lisa wanted me to write to Don Ray has happened, and she didn't like it. I'll be honest, I was trying to practice some of that concise writing that they say I'm supposed to use in these tests and such. For Foreign Service. So at first I wrote it's just actually it kind of grew out of when I first woke up. I said I need to write down what happened this, or it was actually Saturday, you know, the momentous day when I registered for the test, when I said this is an effort I'm going to make. And, so, here I am, making that effort. So I wrote down that journal thing in there. I said, oh, wait, there's a whole section in here that I could take out to send to Don in going over the whole process of figuring this out. Of course, Lee thought it was a resignation letter, and I said no. I didn't make that kind of a statement. I did say, I did tell him, I said, I am looking elsewhere. I'm looking elsewhere quickly. Although, I don't have in my mind the thought that I need to find an intermediate job between New Mexico State and the Foreign Service. Not that I can control the Foreign Service thing at all on any level. Although it would be nice. So, anyway, that's done. Lisa, yeah, after, I really do need to run this stuff by Lisa before I do it, but I think I basically defended myself and said, so I do it. Lisa's afraid I'm going to get fired before my time, or that I will quit before my time, and she doesn't want that to happen, you know, understandably. I have no intention of doing either, but I do want to give people a heads up, do so in a professional way, even though I have not been dealt with professionally on any level at all. I really do see this as a springboard to moving on. And I apologize to Heavenly Father for being slow. I'm not always am a little slow. And I hope that is not the absolute worst attribute. Well, I hope I can improve on that. Like I was saying before, I need to be a little more confident about myself and my abilities and frankly, my judgment. That people who have called my judgment into question, in the end, I've typically rejected their arguments and said no. Anyway, seems like a incredibly long process, but it is the process. If one doesn't like the process, one doesn't get involved with it. And we'll see this through. And see what comes of it. Because I think beyond all else, I've been responsible, and that's a rough commodity. And I'm ready for other opportunities that to do a better job of respecting my ability. I think this will be a good, this will be a good thing, because in most jobs, your ability to own something simply comes from the fact that nobody else wants to own it. There's a bit of a vacuum. I will strive to fill that vacuum in with, you know, take up the slack. However you want to phrase that, that's what we'll do. I've been saying, you know, a lot. If I keep it conscious in my mind, I think I can easily break myself of that. Oh, let's get up the hill. The first hill. The small one. I think it's a little steeper. But the other one's so much longer. Okay, it gives you a good workout. What I need. Find myself fighting an extra bowl of beans and rice last night. So I should have just stopped before that. Regardless, I think the letter indicates the gravity of what happened. But if people can say, hey, you know, I don't know what's getting so weird about, and you go, trust me, if I were looking at applications and I saw something big, and then working for the same company, I saw a shrink, that's, I would question it and say, what's this? I don't understand this. I'm sorry. I need an explanation to go with that. And it's going to be this letter, and, you know, it's going to be this, my final exemplary thing. And, you know, it still might not carry much weight. They can say, well, after you did this, you must have done something that justified what they did to you. And you go, as you wish. As you wish. And if it's just a cost-cutting measure, or a change in how these things are done, it's got to be hierarchical, fine. And you go, you're not going to do it off on my back. or it won't be done off of my back, pardon me. I will simply move on. Sorry about the, you know. I'll simply move on. Have to do with 100 different things, you know, credit reports, your exposure on the internet. There's so much information out there that can either make you or break you. I think it requires being conscientious. About what you put out there. But not to say that if there's something that needs saying, that doesn't get put out there. Telling me this morning about a man, a woman. He declares himself gay. She declares herself lesbian. I think that's really interesting. That's like, saying, I've got all the body parts of a woman, but I've decided that I'm a man instead. And it almost begs the question, why do you spend so much time worrying about such things? It's important to accept what is and move on. It seems just like, oh, I'm sorry. This gay man and this lesbian woman are friends, and they decided to have a child together. And they're treating it like a divorce decree. You know, we're going to have separate custody, we're going to live in separate places and be married to other people. And my first thing, which I said to Lisa, was, why on earth is this even newsworthy? Because how many 14-year-olds are having babies every day out of wedlock? I don't see the difference between these two, except that these people are... publishing it somehow, and who knows why on earth it's even interesting. It's like, oh, another out of wedlock birth. How wonderful. Add that to the list. But I know that that's not what's going to happen. There's going to be a new special category. If this happens often enough, it will have to be tracked separately and given special consideration. We have to look at that in a good light and say, no, this is good. Don't you understand? This is good. Everything that gay people do is good. Are you ready for the day when you have a gay mass murderer? And the fact that they are gay, and then start telling some story about how horrible their life was because they weren't accepted, because his prospects look bleak, you know, oh, well, we can't charge him with murder because, golly, you know, he had justification for doing it. Be ready for that day when that happens. It'll come. When who you are or what you profess to be becomes the excuse, it's already starting to happen. Gay, I don't know if it is still chic, but it was chic. And in doing so, many celebrities toyed with being gay. Or got involved with it. Because it basically kept them in the headlines. When Britney Spears and Madonna shared a passionate kiss publicly on stage. Oh my gosh. It was an orgasm. It was a media orgasm over how wonderful that was. Of course, it stirred a lot of controversy. A lot of people bought papers on both sides. People who were just so excited that we had gotten to this point, and other people who are just so flummoxed and apoplectic about it. I don't know if that's become such a big thing anymore. I mean, you know, many, many actors are coming out as gay. It's almost kind of, oh, gee. It's almost like saying, oh, look, an actor and an actress have stayed married for more than 5 years. Wow, how weird. We're not accustomed to that. They usually have horrible relationships that can't stand anything. To the point where now it's like, you're an actor and you're not gay? Wow. Are you sure? Are you sure you're really an actor? All the actors I know are gay. It starts being like that. And it's just being used as pawns. It's Satan using weak people to destroy goodness. And that's simply it. Says you got sucked in. You're a sucker. You'll soon find out that it's not going to bring you any pleasure. It's not going to bring you any real joy. It's a little playhouse that you've built around yourself. You know, supported. Sorry, I don't mean to say, you know. Supported by years of laws, one stacked upon another, trying to say you must treat them well, you must treat them nice. It says that will end when some other darling shows up . It's like blacks now. Unless you have egregiously been just horrible to a black person, all their calls for racial discrimination and all this stuff mostly are starting to fall on dead ears for the fact that, I'm sorry, in most quarters, blacks have special privilege. Most people, non-black people, have to go out of their way to give special privilege to blacks. And now it's almost ingrained into the culture. Sick, sure. Another example of pendulum swings. They always swing too hard, too far. You hope it comes back. I guess it does eventually come back to swat you. Same thing's going to happen to the gays, because the gays are just pawns. The blacks were just pawns. Typically of their own leadership. Of their political prospects. Gays the same way. The gay activists, they stay on it for their own political enhancement. When it gets to the point to where that isn't attracting a whole lot of people, it'll be left by the side of the road. And all you'll hear is gay people getting snitty. You go, black people can't stop being black. You can stop being gay on a dime. Because K isn't a state of being, it's a behavior. It's a behavior. I'm sorry. I don't find it acceptable, much less respectable. I don't want to know what your sex life is like. Private affair. Bringing out into public and airing it like it's some kind of a badge is frankly disgraceful. For me, it's very simple. We need procreation. And anybody who thinks that they should be exempted from procreation . I think the only exemption from procreation should be mental disability. I said so, and you guys crowing about the fact that you need to pair up in manners that by nature can't be procreative. I said, I have to suppose you're mentally ill. To the point to where we can't allow you to father, mother, children. Just not respectable. Sorry. I was just thinking how somebody was trying to get back at you for that. weak are often also the most offendable, most likely to take offense and try to come at you. And I expect it. I expect it from such people. So, regardless, luckily, I also got to read part of a blog, which I found very interesting. It wasn't terribly informative, but it was interesting. Young guy went into the Foreign Service straight out of college, said, this is practically my first real job, is in the Foreign Service. And I think he said a few things about the fact that he felt a little stymied by the fact that he hadn't worked anyplace else first, and gotten some experience that way. He did bring up something that frankly I was wondering about, which was whether the whole question of autonomy, the 13 dimensions of Foreign Service seem to laud that kind of being able to act independently as a virtue that they very much respected. His experience was totally the opposite. For that this was a bureaucracy, not surprisingly. It's government, for Pete's sakes. Government is a bureaucracy. That anything you did needed to be checked. But also, once you expect that in a job, especially when the one job is to be a supervisor, that they spend the bulk of their time supervising and wanting to know what's going on. To be out of the loop, and I mean, every Bourne movie seems to be a tussle about who's in the loop, who's out of the loop, who's renegade, which means that you don't share every single thing that you do with somebody else. That's where most attention comes from in these movies. It's from people getting all crazy about chain of command, stuff like that. So it's very understandable a bureaucracy would fall apart if it didn't operate that way. And there needs to be standards. It has to have equal protection under the law, sort of a concept that says that your experience will not be different depending on who you go to, on who you talk to. That the determination of one person will not be overruled by another person unless you've gone through a proper appeals process. And it's supposed to be kind of heinous enough that you want to discourage people who just are going for a second try. You know, I'm going to go back in there and I'm going to talk to them again so I can get a different answer. I'll go to a different person. And I would imagine that one of the first rules of the system is the first person that makes the determination, we stick with that person's decision. If there are mitigating circumstances, there is a procedure to go through to do that, and it's made to be difficult so that one doesn't just constantly harass the consulate, you know. Very understandable. It's not a question of autonomy or anything like that. It is a question of being able to take care of, you know, A question of consistency across the system. The easiest way to be consistent across the system is the first determination stands. Unless there's compelling reason why it shouldn't stand. And compelling reason is never presented as I'll go to another person and get another determination. You have to go through the proper appeals process. Anyway, so I think this is good in that every step of the way there are exits. You know, you go to the test, and then you know if you pass that test. If you pass it, you move on. If you don't, you know, I don't know. Jeez. Go on with your life. Come back and try again in a year. But I think in my case, it will be, I need to, go ahead and move on from New Mexico State. I think on some level, this might be a one-shot deal. For the fact that I'm going to need to move on, period. I don't know at what point I'm supposed to be applying for things. I hope for inspiration on this subject. I do not want the circumstance of take a job, be there for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, and then immediately take another job. That was what I did in relation to DOE. I had that job, and I chose to leave it over another job. And I don't know if that was the right move or not. I really don't. I don't know how we were going to survive exactly. To be honest, it didn't increase my prospects any. I've been kind of stuck in limbo for 8 years. And what I found out was doing extra things was worthless. It didn't accomplish anything. There was not going to be any promotion out of doing extra, except as I changed jobs. And I was listening too much to Lisa, who was sometimes overly cautious of these things. I'm trying to honor her wishes. And I think she said on a few occasions, Jay, I think I'm holding it back. But that's the nature of marriage. Is that you gotta stay right where you are until both of you are ready to move on. Lisa, I think, is finally ready to move on. So, we're not gonna do anything about NMSU until I get the test results back. If I pass the test, I continue on that process and see that process through. And at some point that process stops, I get rejected. I get rejected all the time. I don't even look at it as a bad thing anymore. I have trust that God, to a certain extent, sure, sometimes it's my own dumb fault. I screw up things. Or I'm often not the right person. Or whatever. Or if God intervenes and says no. I think I'm okay with all those things. It's frustrating, especially when I think it was God that did it. But I'm ready to go and God says, no, not yet. Patience is the term. That's hard. I struggle with it. Yet again, more of my own uncertainty visited on other people. You're not trusting God enough, and you go, maybe it doesn't matter. God isn't intervening or not intervening at all. Maybe you just aren't, maybe you should be grateful for the job that you have. I'm deigned to think that. In this big wide world, I'd like to think that my prospects are not that sad. But, you know, what's happening to me today is circumstantial. It says I'm just having to react to a circumstance. It's not on anybody. And at this time, at this level, I'm going for more serious jobs because I think my concept of it is that that's what my patriarchal blessing demands. I've got to change. I don't want to make that change becoming a ditch digger or stuff like that. So taking a hit, taking a status hit at 45 is not good. There is obviously a downsizing going on that, you know, that might be able to be explained, that I was laid off. I could get a letter to that extent, and then it would be understandable if I had to take a lower paying job or a lower status job to keep food on the table. I don't think anybody has a particular problem with that. Because where the problem comes in is when you're treated really badly by your employer. And you just sit there and take it. Instead of saying, you know, this is it. Of course, I knew when I went into this job that it was probably going to be dead-end one, unless I decided to move to Las Cruces. I don't know if I planned well for a future. The future planning would have definitely said, oh God, don't walk away from the Department of Energy. That's a wonderful possibility, you know. That's a way to get ahead. The upward mobility possibilities were excellent. And so, if there's any part of my past that I should regret having done, it's probably having taken the job at New Mexico State in the first place. I probably just should have continued on the road I was on instead of taking this detour. So I would have been much further ahead than I am now. That what little I've gotten ahead was because I did it, wasn't because my job made it happen. See you, Father. He seems to think this is a good course to take. She's being very cautious, of course. That's good. I'm hopeful, but a long experience has taught me that sometimes good things happen and sometimes they don't. And one shouldn't sit there waiting for something good to happen. You've gotta do something. I thought you did a pretty good job on the letter. I left things open. That there were other possibilities available. You know, King the Finger said it, but that I don't have much faith that they're going to be able to do that in a timely way. Sadly, my boss's job is going to get harder. The next person he hires is going to be of naturally lower status. And will have an expectation that their management will have to be far more active, proactive. But, you know what, that's just circumstance, that's just life. I'm not in a position of having to move out of desperation. Call me, guys, if something changes. Okay. I love you. Anyway. We'll just see what happens. Letters are letters. Maybe it'll give Don some ammunition to go after, to go to the people that made the decision and say, guys, this really needs to be looked at. I really don't want to lose this guy. Of course, we may just find out that it's much bigger than that, and the system really can't care, can't afford to care. And that's understandable. I've always been the one to say, I will gladly move on. Not as some kind of weird martyr, but just, you know, that we're I try. I'm not saying I'm some kind of paragon at all. I want to control my own destiny. And I do so. I don't like being a victim of larger things. And I don't tend to remain in the role of a victim very long. If something bad happens, you move on. I seem to recall that in Hurricane Katrina, when a lot of victims were, when victim status was imposed on a lot of people, a lot of people were given the opportunity to move someplace else. If their house was destroyed, they were somewhat compensated. But that part of the compensation was that you would leave and not come back. And I probably would have been the person that said, you know what, I don't want to sit there and bellyache. You saw so much of it on television, I suppose. I heard a little bit of it on the radio. People getting weird about my house isn't getting fixed quickly enough. We're starving down here. We're dying. Hear a little bit about from Hurricane Sandy, Tropical Depression Sandy, Superstorm Sandy. And you go, the only thing that made it super was where it hit. It wasn't especially huge. Did do a lot of damage. I'm not gonna get weird about that. And a lot more people suffered. But the fact of, are you doing something to mitigate your victimization? Are you willing to find something else for yourself in the meantime before things kind of get pulled back together again? I never wanted to be that kind of a guy. So. I Hi, Brianna. I'm recording. I gotta turn off my recorder. How you doing? You decide to stay up? Go back to bed or anything?